It's been said, and rightly so, that not all progress is progress. Some see America as a nation advancing in technology and culture, while others see it as mirroring the occult societies of the Third World in myriad idiosyncratic ways, not the least of which include the occultic traditions of dress, music, body modification, body and facial piercing, and tattooing. But is this just a style issue, or is there something of a deeper spiritual nature going on? Something that we've bought into during the course of our lifetimes while our children have been born into it. To tattoo or not tattoo? That is the question on today's Licensed to Parent. Well, hello and welcome to Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long Christ-centered residential treatment program for teens in crisis located just north of Atlanta, Georgia. Our host on Licensed to Parent is Trace Embry, the founder and executive director of Shepherd's Hill, and I'm Rich Rosel. And Trace, our guest today, seems like a guy who certainly understands what our culture has done to the thinking of, well, not just Christian kids today, but I'd say much of the church at large.
He really does, Rich. And after going through his book, The Tattooed Jesus, I can see that this is one of the few guys who understand how the arts, music in particular, has such a strong influence on our culture, which in turn has such a strong influence on the attitudes, appetites, and actions of our citizenry. And this is especially true when it comes to our kids.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin Swanson and his wife Brenda are homeschooling parents of their five children. And as a side note, five seems to be the magical number. Trace has five, as do I. Since graduating from homeschool himself and then serving as a student body president of a large West Coast university, Kevin has gone on to other leadership positions in corporate management, church, and other nonprofit organizations. Kevin has 43 years of experience in the homeschooling movement and serves as the director of Generations with Vision. That's a ministry that he founded to strengthen homeschool families around the country. Now, as a father who wants to leave a godly heritage for his own five kids, Kevin's passion is to strengthen and encourage the homeschooling movement all over the world and to cast a vision for generations to come. Now, for the last 4 years, Kevin has hosted a daily radio program, Generations Radio, that reaches families not only here in the U.S., but in over 100 countries. He's also authored several popular books for homeschoolers, including Apostate, Upgrade, 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child, The Second Mayflower, the Family Bible Study Guide series, and many others. Kevin also serves as a teaching elder in the Historical Christian Church in the South Denver metro area, and you'll find them online at reformationchurch.com.
Kevin, welcome back to the Licensed to Parent broadcast.
It's great to be with you folks today.
Kevin, I really like the way you understand how today's postmodern culture has been more of an influence on the church than the church has been on the culture. But first, refresh our memories as to what a postmodern culture actually is. Then, what's it going to take for parents to wake up to this as they raise up kids in today's postmodern America?
The postmodern culture is in deconstruction, Trace. Modernism was man coming to fulfillment, believing that he was going to define himself, define his own ethics, define his own reality, without any input from God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the postmodern has given up on that, and he's finally admitted that there is no reason, no purpose for life. There is no basis for ethics, and no absolute ethic, and ultimately no absolute reality, which mm-hmm. means that the postmodern gives up on the possibility of himself being real. Now, that's, of course, you know, at the point at which he's self-conscious of what he believes. But postmodernism is just, you know, what happens when man pretty much abandons any possibility of God's existence.
And logic really is a formula for chaos.
That's right. That's right. We're working towards chaos, and that's, I think, the direction we've been heading for the last 30 to 40 years. Mm-hmm. Modernism is morphing into postmodernism, and it's doing so at faster and faster rates in almost every institution.
Yeah. Well, the culture is defined as the ideas, institutions, and interactions that tell a people group how to think, feel, and act. What do you see as some of the ideas, institutions, and interactions that are dragging our Christian kids away from a biblical worldview that parents need to be aware of?
Well, obviously, materialism, naturalism, this idea that, you know, there's no supernatural, that's everywhere. But probably more importantly today in culture is existentialism, which is John Paul Sartre's teaching. And it's the idea that man is the ultimate in terms of his choices. He makes his own choices. And by making a choice, he establishes his own existence. And he does it independent of anybody else. He also does it independent of the long run. He's no concern about the future, so man lives for himself in the present, and that's his only opportunity for establishing his own existence. And so man becomes more and more self-centered, self-occupied. He abandons everything else. He wanders off the highway of existence into all kinds of fake realities. And he ultimately winds up very alone, like Cain was when he became a vagabond in the earth and wandered in the wilderness until he built the city of anonymity.
You talk about the connection between the Christian's mediocre art and music with his mediocre worldview. Can you flesh that out for us?
Well, yeah, you know, Christians, sometimes they're not aware of their own worldview. They borrow from another worldview.
That's right.
And so in so doing, they become inconsistent to their own worldview. They abandon their own worldview, and it becomes really a dangerous thing. If you don't begin with a fear of God as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, then you wind up borrowing from a worldly perspective of things, creating an art that does not reflect a Christian world and life view. And in the end, they wind up slowly apostatizing. Oftentimes, it's culture that becomes the vehicle by which Christian kids leave the faith. Right. So that's why we should be self-conscious. We should be we understand what is the worldview reflected by this movie or by this music we're listening to.
Yeah. There are likely many Christian parents listening to this broadcast whose kids have a Lady Gaga CD in their bedroom or maybe a Lil Wayne CD and that they themselves purchased for Junior. And this is as we speak. What would you say to that parent right now?
Well, I think parents need to know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. And these gigantic cultural devices, I call them the cultural machines, are very, very powerful in bringing a certain worldview into our kids' minds and souls. And Lady Gaga reflects a worldview that is heavily postmodern, heavily meta-narrative. She mocks at her own mockery. And so the method itself is scary. It's suicidal. But then she also, in her words, she glorifies homosexuality.
Right.
She glorifies all sorts of sexual decadence. Sometimes that sexual decadence works into sexual nihilism, as defined by not just us, but by modern secular philosophers that examine her music. So I think the average person is probably just saying, hey, this sounds cool, but they're not dissecting what's actually happening within the content of the music and what's happening within the method itself. And always remember the method contributes to the message. So you have to be able to examine the way the song is coming about as a means of understanding what is it that is being communicated in this music form. Don't be an idiot. This world is filled with dangers and ways in which our children will be deceived and taken away from true faith. And I think we as parents need to be on our guard. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And these principalities and powers sell millions of albums. They're billions and billions of dollars behind them, and they certainly are not on the side of Christ. They'll tell you that. They'll tell you we hate Christ.
We're talking today with Kevin Swanson. He is a homeschooling advocate and someone who has done a lot to lead the charge for reformation within the Christian family, to help strengthen homeschoolers, to help bring good discernment to the Christian family in terms of art and culture. And it is a delight having him with us on the program today. He's written a number of books. You can find out more about all that he's doing by visiting his website, generationsradio.com. That's also the name of a radio program he hosts, generationsradio.com. We'll be back with more conversation with Kevin Swanson on today's License to Parent right after this.
Remember back in the late 80s and early 90s as the internet hit the scene? You know, the information superhighway? We had great hopes that this new knowledge economy would make our teens more aware, diversify their tastes, and improve their verbal skills. But the enlightenment didn't happen. Technology has had the opposite effect. What once promised great hope for the future is now used to indulge in diversions. The Dumbest Generation by Mark Bauerlein, subtitled How the Digital Age Stupefies Young Americans and Jeopardizes Our Future, or Don't Trust Anyone Under 30, presents a portrait of the young American mind at this critical juncture, revealing the true cost of the digital age and our last chance to fix it. The Dumbest Generation by Mark Bauerlein, available in the store at LicenseToParent.org. Proceeds benefit the Shepherd's Hill Academy Scholarship Fund.
I'm Joe Dallas. So many men and women go into parenting blindly, without training, without education, without proper mentoring. More than ever today, there is a critical need for voices that are explaining to potential parents what it takes to raise a child, and to existing parents what it takes to raise that child properly. License to Parent is part of the solution to the problem of a lack of proper parenting, and I'm very proud to be associated with that solution.
With the generous gifts from people just like you, we're able to provide parents with practical insights to navigate the challenges families face in today's culture, as well as helping troubled teens in our year-long residential program. To learn more and to donate, visit LicenseToParent.org.
This is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy. With our host, Trace Embry, the founder and executive director of Shepherd's Hill, I'm Rich Rosel, and our guest today is Kevin Swanson, who is author of a book called The Tattooed Jesus. And Kevin, in that book, you say he would not get a tattoo. What do you base that on?
Well, I asked the question, would Jesus tattoo Leviticus 19:28 on his left thigh? And my answer is no, he wouldn't tattoo Leviticus 19:28 to his left thigh, because he would not violate Leviticus 19:28, which tells you not to tattoo Leviticus 19:28 on your left thigh. By the way, verse 29 says you shouldn't prostitute your daughters, and Jesus would not prostitute his daughters either. Leviticus 19:28 says don't make cuttings on your flesh for the dead, and he wouldn't do that either. Mm-hmm. So Jesus would obey God, and God has laid out certain cultural commands in his word. Now, there are other commands, such as some of the ceremonial laws that do not apply. We know that. But these aren't ceremonial laws. These are cultural laws. And so we don't throw out the whole Old Testament. We don't throw out the bestiality law. We don't throw out the tattooing law. There are certain laws we just don't throw out. Now, unfortunately, in the modern day, people are throwing out, you know, pretty much the entire Old Testament. And I fear to think of what's going to happen when Christians adopt homosexuality, incest, and bestiality. And that seems to be the direction that Christians are going these days.
That's the direction it's going.
But I think Jesus wouldn't tattoo for that reason primarily. But also, you know, we're not to put markings on a flesh, symbols and identifications on the flesh to identify ourselves with something very, 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 very significant to us outside of the identification that God has given to us in Christ. Mm-hmm. So we do have identification. Yeah. So somebody's tattooed, I just simply tell them, you know, what you need is the real tattoo, the ultimate tattoo, and that is where God marks you out and says, you belong to me.
Yeah. I like what my friend Alex McFarland says about tattooing. He says, I don't have the right to put graffiti on someone else's body.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know?
What about something, though, that's tied in with this that is so prevalent in society? Pierced ears. And I'm thinking primarily for women. Do you see that type of piercing as being a problem?
Well, there are exceptions for piercing in the Bible, and our Bible actually lays out piercings for women. It's a symbol of submission, And generally speaking, body mutilation and such is seen as symbols of submission for the world. But in the word, it's allowed for women for ear piercings. That's allowed. Also for slaves, people want to mark themselves out as slaves.
Yes.
For the rest of their lives, could have their ears pierced to the door of their master's house. But I don't recommend that either, because the Bible really wants us to be free in Christ.
Yes.
And
yes.
So,
I was about to say,
let's embrace that freedom.
I was about to say, if you want to embrace being a bondservant, you can, but that's not necessarily in your best interest.
I think it was around 2007 that former Education Secretary Bill Bennett said that America is now becoming the kind of nation that civilized nations send missionaries to. What do you see as the greatest difference needed in our approach to parenting now that we've gone from a predominantly Christian nation to a nation that Bill Bennett has described?
Well, we are more and more a pagan nation. Obviously, when you go to the grocery store and you see Bruce Jenner dressed up in drag, looking like a prostitute on Vanity Fair magazine, you know you're pretty much about as pagan as any nation has ever been in the history of the world. I think we need to remind our kids of that. And there were missionaries, much like those who hit the cannibalistic islands in the 1820s. Most of these families had to, these missionary families had to build high fences so the kids would be somewhat protected from some of the pagan visual experiences, but they homeschooled their kids. They were missionaries, and they gradually trained the natives and introduced the gospel for the first time and taught them to obey whatsoever Jesus commanded in His Word, as the Great Commission required. That's what we need to do. We don't go into this pagan cannibalistic nation and begin taking off all of our clothes, tattooing our flesh, just so we can relate. No. The missionaries are supposed to teach the natives whatsoever Jesus has commanded in His
right,
Word.
Exactly.
So the problem is, of course, the contextualization thing has gotten way out of hand, and somehow people think that if we just contextualize with the natives, we'll someday get to the Great Commission. Well, that's all bogus. We need to understand these cultures are pagan. It's time for us to come in, be missionaries, bring them to faith in Jesus Christ, who washes away their sins, and then teach them to obey whatsoever Jesus has commanded. That's what we need to do in this this pagan culture.
Is tattooing a moral issue?
I believe it is a moral issue. Yeah. However, I think it's some sins are of themselves, by reason of several aggravations, more heinous in the sight of God than others, as we know in Scripture. And so I think we have to go to some of the more fundamental things first when it comes to training our kids, especially in the area of culture. If there is no honor of moms and dads, we have a big, big problem. Our society is shot through with the most dishonoring teenagers probably in the history of the world.
I
don't know any other nation that has such a horrible, wretched problem with honoring mothers and fathers than this country today.
Right.
We need, youth groups need to focus on that issue. Pastors need to focus on that issue. We have got to have teens who ask their 75-year-old grandmas, Grandma, what do you think about this outfit? And then take her advice to heart.
That's
if
right.
you're not willing to take the counsel, the cultural wisdom of a mother and father, a grandpa and grandma, concerning your music and concerning your dress, if you're not willing to honor that advice and that counsel, you're probably the proudest, most dishonoring teenager on the face of the earth, and you need to repent of that. That's why Jesus came to die on the cross, because our teenagers are so lacking in honor of mother and father.
Yeah.
It's just a desperate, horrific condition today in our country.
Yeah, and look what's going on. You know, some of their lives are being cut short. You know, this is a deeply spiritual thing. I tell our kids here, putting your makeup on is spiritual. When you think about it, how do you discern the difference between appropriate makeup and slutty makeup? And no one seems to know the answer. And the answer I tell them is, I give, the way I determine it is, I don't know, but I know it when I see it. And
yeah.
I think the same thing is true in music in a lot of ways.
And that's why the commandments of God are so good, because the commandments of God don't just talk about forms of music. They say, here's how you work it out. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Don't stumble the weaker brother by their makeup, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And honor your mother and father.
Yep.
Honor the counsel of your elders. Find wisdom in your cultural applications by just asking mom and dad what they think.
Sure.
And as you begin to walk in the commandments of God, you'll find that you'll wind up with the very best culture possible.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we need to get back to all the time. You said you know what it looks like. Well, so does grandma. So
right.
does mom.
Right.
They're the
so do they. The kids
advisors.
Will tell you. The kids will tell you.
Yeah.
You know, they know. They know. And you know, it's going to be hard for kids to take advice and counsel from parents who are putting on their makeup, listening to their music, wearing their clothes in a way that isn't, you know, fitting. And when the kids are all on Facebook taking their cues from other 14 and 15-year-olds, they're not getting any adult supervision. The parents are using the social media as a babysitter, failing to realize that it's Larry Flint and Hugh Hefner who's doing the babysitting. It's insanity.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you, what's going on when you give your kid your best argument for not getting a tattoo, and your child simply says, I just don't agree? Well, of course, that's a postmodern answer, but you know, how should a parent respond to an adult child in
their
early
20s? The issue is regeneration. The issue is that there's a violation of God's principles, of God's laws. There's a rebellion going on, and we just have to come face to face with this Proverbs 30 situation where our children are so rebellious that they're becoming dangerous to themselves and to the culture, and that they need to repent. They need to come to faith in Jesus Christ. I think we should be on our knees crying out to God for the salvation of our children. I know I do.
Yeah.
I have for, you know, 15 years of my life or 20 years of my life. We just need to ask for the intervention of the Spirit of God, totally radically transforming the hearts of these kids, changing them from the inside out, and then hopefully at some point they'll love God with their heart, soul, mind, and strength, honor the mother and father, and serve Jesus.
It all goes back to prayer, doesn't it? Now, Kevin, we're running out of time. I'm really enjoying our conversation, but I did need to ask you this one. When you talk about, you know, how great men of the faith would feel about tattooing, I think you mentioned guys like Martin Luther, John Calvin. How should parents respond to their teenagers who have gone to the internet to find that John Calvin was responsible for murder, Martin Luther was a drunk and an anti-Semite? Where do we go as parents when we use these guys as examples of you know,
role models in the faith, if you will.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
Well, you know, the internet will slam every godly Christian that ever lived. You're going to find that there's a whole lot more to those discussions than the media brings out. John Calvin, the city council was the culprit that was working with some of these rebels at the time, and John Calvin was not the one responsible for making certain decisions. And Martin Luther had issues, yes. There's no question about that. An entire society had some of those issues at that time, and he had to repent of those sins himself.
Sure.
So, you know, we have to draw out the fact that people are sinners and they need to repent of certain things. And you know, we look at the trajectory of their lives as well. One of the points in my book that I draw out is the key is the trajectory. Where did Katy Perry go?
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry started out as a pastor's daughter singing Amazing Grace. Now she's encouraging 13-year-old girls to be lesbians. Okay, that's a bad direction. That's a really bad direction.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga raises a Catholic, and now look at her.
It's a bad direction if your worldview is a biblical worldview. It's not a bad direction if you're a postmodern thinker. And this thing all starts from the fundamental premise of what our worldview is, where we come from with it, which is why we talk about that a lot in this program.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you know if you've got a good trajectory? Well, you have to use the Word of God as a standard.
Right.
You just have to.
Yeah.
Go back to the Word of God. What does the Bible say constitutes the most evil, wicked abominations men have ever engaged in? Well, that's what Katy Perry's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Miley Cyrus is doing. That's what Lady Gaga is all about. Our culture right now is in apostasy, and the leaders are the cultural leaders, the young ladies, typically oftentimes young men as well, who start out in their nice little Southern Baptist church singing Amazing Grace, and they wind up leading the culture to hell. I'm talking tens of millions of little girls and boys by way of their albums that Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry and the rest produce.
Right.
They're all, almost all, without exception, they're all apostates.
That's
that
right.
is, they started Christian, in a Christian family, in a Christian church, and then they decided they hated it, and they didn't like it, and they wanted to do the most abominable music that has ever been produced in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
What's crazy about it is that they first capture the minds and the hearts of 10 million little girls,
right.
and Hannah Montana did,
right.
and then you do your soft porn spread on in Vanity Fair, and then on
yep.
to the the pro-homosexual, pro-fornicating stuff. And so that's how you lead a culture. That's how you become the Pied Piper of Hamelin and lead all of the tens of millions of little girls and boys to the decadent apostate lifestyles that are presented by the Hollywood and the Nashville machines.
Well, that's right. The devil's a genius. He's much smarter than we are. He was the music minister at one time, and he's still working through music today. We only have a second or two left. Kevin, a final word for parents whose kids are wanting a tattoo or a piercing or whatnot. How should a parent respond to that?
Well, it's time to be discerning, really discerning. Take a look at the times. We are postmodern. There's only 18% of millennials attending church, down from 55% with the silent generation. Out of those 18%, only about 9% are serious about attending church. We're looking at the most massive apostasy from the Christian faith in the history of the world. The question is, do you want your kids leaving the Christian church, leaving the Christian faith, and going to hell? Is that what 80% of Christian families want to see in the millennial generation? Is that your commitment, or would you like your children walking with Jesus and saved from their sins, and part of that great reunion in the sky when you get to heaven someday?
Sure.
What do you want? Well, if you want your kids in heaven, then you better be discerning, better teach them the Word of God as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down, and be very, very, very careful with the cultural devices, the movies, the music, et cetera, that you feed them.
And they better be teaching their kids how to defend what they believe. I found out that here at Shepherd's Hill Academy, that is huge. Once these kids know that there are answers to these difficult questions, they're on fire to rebel against the rebellion.
Yep, absolutely. And it's important to recall, this is a parenting program. Parents, you need to model everything you say. Don't just teach it, live it.
Absolutely.
And for kids listening right now, we would remind you that the only commandment that comes with a promise is the one that says, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long.
Yep.
If you want long days, follow what mom and dad are saying and leading. If you don't want long days, well, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Our guest today has been Kevin Swanson. Kevin is the director of Generations with a Vision, a ministry that he founded to strengthen homeschool families all around the country. He's also host of a daily radio program, Generations Radio. We've mentioned that Kevin is an author of a number of books, including the one we were talking about today, The Tattooed Jesus. You can learn more about that and about Kevin at his website, generationsradio.com. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure to have you back on Licensed to Parent.
Thanks, guys. So what you're doing is critical. God bless you.
God bless you.
And this is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long Christ-centered residential program working with teens in crisis and their families. If you'd like to find out more, you can visit us online at licensedtoparent.org. And while you're there, we would encourage you to become a ministry partner of Licensed to Parent and Shepherd's Hill. You can do so by making a tax-deductible donation. It's very easy to do. Just click the Donate button at licensedtoparent.org. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm Rich Rosl, inviting you to join us again next time and once again renew your license to parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. See you next time.